Go Blue!
President Barack Obama got a positive response from University of Michigan students as he discussed a hike in the minimum wage. Obama ate lunch at Zingerman's before speaking at the Intramural building and says that's partly because of the killer Reuben, but also because they treat their workers well. He says while many corporations lobby for special treatment, Zingerman's owner, Paul Saginaw, lobbied for a higher wage for workers. Obama notes Michigan businesses have a track record going back to Henry Ford for hiking salaries and still being successful. Obama urged the students to call for Republican legislators to support his proposal to hike minimum wage to $10.10 an hour.
Passing this bill would not just raise wages for minimum wage workers, it would help lift wages for nearly 28 million Americans, including nearly a million people right here in Michigan. It would lift millions of people out of poverty right away. It would help millions more work their way out of poverty.
Obama says states like Michigan are also looking at minimum wage hikes if the federal law can't be changed. According to the president, six states have acted on their own since he called for the minimum wage hike a year ago. The president also criticized the Republican budget proposal that he describes as the same plan as they had in 2010 and 2012. He thinks the proposal is like the movie Groundhog Day, except not funny. The president received plenty of support from the crowd of University of Michigan students, while Ruza thought the speech was great in a couple of ways.
I thought he did a really great job by talking about raising the minimum wage and getting his point across, trying to push his agenda, but also being very human and talking to us like students, joking about spring break. That was really fun. I thought it was overall an amazing speech.
Many of the largest cheers came when the president highlighted the accomplishments of several University of Michigan athletes, including basketball player Jordan Morgan.
I tweeted it out, man. It's humble. It's a very humbling experience.
The president received plenty of support in Ann Arbor, but he also urged the students to thank other lawmakers that have endorsed the minimum wage hike and ask others why they aren't. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.